Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com. Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
That's right. Welcome to Linderman Unleashed. I am your host, Kurt Linderman Sr. Once again in the studio with my lovely wife and co-host, Kimberly, bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. I hope everybody enjoyed the show yesterday. It was an important show. It's the real parents out there telling the Autism Speaks and the pediatricians of this world and the politicians of this world where they can stick their blue lights and where they can stick their awareness, because this is real. This is not numbers. This is kids, very, very sick, many of them dying. That's the real world. It's like the difference between a friggin' John Wayne movie and what my nephew went through over in Afghanistan, okay? So it was a really, really important show. Now, as I said, Kim's in the studio with me, but we also have some very important guests on the program today. And these are names that you're probably not going to recognize unless you're in the autism community, but I'm going to tell you what, folks, no matter what activist community you're in. If you're concerned about GMOs, if you're concerned about epilepsy, if you're concerned about AIDS, if you're concerned about gay rights, you have these heroes in your community that make a difference. And this is exactly the guests that we're having on the program today. They are a couple that are making a difference in the autism community. And so many of us, for one thing, just love to hear or to read Lisa's columns. I am going to introduce Lisa and Dave Goes from the Chicago area, isn't it, Lisa and Dave?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah, thank you so much. Wow, my gosh, it's hard to live up to that. Local heroes. We'll take it, though, because everyone else considers us a scourge, so...
Well, you know what? If the people that consider you a scourge consider you a scourge, you're a hero in my book.
That's all that matters. We'll take it.
That's right. That's exactly it. Now, what first thing I want to do is say, yes, both of you are in the autism community, much like Kimberly and I. You're in the autism community for a very obvious reason. Give the listeners a little bit of your story on how you ended up in this little club we've got.
We have a little guy, Noah, who's now 5. He was diagnosed with autism in April of 2009. And like most people in our tight-knit little family, we discovered very early on that there was a major disconnect between what the mainstream medical community was telling us and what we were really seeing at home in terms of our son's actual physical well-being. So we started out mad, I think, like most parents do, just, you know, wanting answers and attending conferences. And, you know, we developed this amazing network of friends and family and met all these researchers and physicians. And that led me personally to become a co-founder in the Thinking Moms Revolution, where we talk a lot about this groundswell of grassroots knowledge that is just completely and totally revolutionizing the face of medicine, and the debate itself is completely changing. So that's where we are today with that, and this is my handsome husband, Dave.
Dave, how you doing, brother?
Bert and Kim, yeah, I mean, there's not much I can add to what LJ says. She's out there every day and is speaking the truth to anybody who will listen. So, and Litterman Unleashed is doing the same, so we appreciate you guys taking the time out to speak with us.
Well, I think it's really important that we speak with you, and primarily because Kim is the one that introduced me to the Thinking Moms Revolution. So explain to us a little bit about how that happened and what all is involved.
Okay, absolutely. At Autism One last year, I met Kim Ritchie Spencer. And I don't know if you guys have had her on before, but she is just an amazing advocate. Her son is 95% recovered, and I'm sure we could explore the term recovery for another 3 hours, so we won't go there. But I met her, and she called me a couple weeks after Autism One was over, and she said, you know, there's this really neat group of women that I'd like you to meet. And, you know, I'm like, sure, sounds good. Sounds like a plan. So, you know, as per usual, the way everything happens now, I was introduced to them on Facebook. And from that point, we all just kind of, the click, first of all, was amazing. They already had all met each other at Autism One, so I was kind of late to the game. And they had planned on writing a book about their experiences, their journey to recovery. We have professors, we have actresses, we have educators. We have engineers, people who, you know, live as far out as Malaysia, who have children who are virtually recovered, that contribute to this book. So our relationships just kind of developed, and of course we started talking on the phone as we're working on the text for this book, and the friendships, I honestly do not have words for how amazing these women are, and just the depth and breadth of knowledge that spans continents, it's unreal, and it's comical to me now when I watch the news and they talk about our pseudoscience and our movement all the time. You know, it just, it cracks me up because I think, I don't know, and actually I'll show you right now, or I'll tell you right now. Tonight I was reading autoimmunity following hepatitis B vaccine as part of the spectrum of autoimmune autoinflammatory syndrome induced by adjuvants, an analysis of 93 cases. So that just doesn't sound like pseudoscience to me.
No, it sure doesn't. And so many of us do that.
We all came together and we all started comparing notes on our kids, what worked, what didn't work. everything from conventional mainstream medicines to, of course, biomedicine, which is, you know, has probably the most huge presence in our community, homeopathy, homocystology, isotherapy, and therapies. I mean, everything. And we all talk and blog about everything that's happening in our lives in tandem to the actual treatment. So, you know, the reality of what it's like trying to maneuver in the world when you've got this incredibly intense, high-needs child who the world perceives as different, when in reality he's not different, he's sick.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
that's definitely what we're talking about. And you know, it's amazing the way you just discussed that. We talk about it on the program all the time, as far as people calling us pseudoscience and everything. And I and Kim read more medical studies in a week than the average pediatrician probably reads in a year.
Amen. And the level and the depth of detail, I mean, I always laugh really hard at this point. I mean, in the beginning, and I shouldn't say laugh, because I have to be perfectly honest, like today I was just sad. I wasn't even mad today with the passing of Autism Awareness Day. I was tragically and profoundly sad because everything that I heard piped into the homes of people who don't understand the reality of this incredible autoimmune illness that is sweeping our nation is ignorance. I mean, my father this morning said that he saw a pediatric neurologist on the Today Show, and I could be wrong because it's my dad and he's 81, so he could have his shows messed up if anybody wants to call us on that fact. but he heard someone who was apparently a neurologist telling the world that we just need to accept these kids. They're different. And even my dad, who, you know, has struggled, I mean, he lived obviously through the whole polio thing, and, you know, folks who've survived that tend to have a very definitive opinion about the importance of vaccines. Even my dad said, what is a neurologist doing talking about acceptance? That didn't make any sense to me.
Well, and I think the point was that the neurologist was saying, why are we talking about recovery? We can't recover these kids. When the science is clearly shown that we can. So you get somebody like Dr. Martha Herbert, who was on Fox earlier today, you know, talking about how kids can be recovered or partially recovered, and then you've got somebody in the mainstream medical community saying, let's not even talk about recovering these kids because it's purely a psychiatric disorder, and, you know, let's just deal with it. And to me, that's really concerning that we've got that much disconnect in our own community.
Well, I think I'm a firm believer in the fact that those talking heads have to be out there saying what they're saying, because the bulk of the community still considers what's said on the network TV shows, news programs, as gospel. Like, well, you know, yeah, I just saw a neurologist say something for about a 30-second blurb, and everything you've been telling me as my friend, and you have an autistic child, everything you've been talking about for the last 2 years is bunk because this person's on TV.
Yeah.
Precisely. And nobody thinks, you know, well, what possible motivation would they have? You know, I always think about the young women in Leroy, which I know you guys covered. I mean, the doctors were mind-blowingly ignorant, like just painfully, powerfully, over-the-top ignorant. But if you put a white coat on and you say something, people will listen. They have hysteria, and apparently hysteria is contagious.
Most people will listen until it happens to them. That's what's happening
precisely.
Now.
And, I mean, that's exactly our goal with the Thinking Moms Revolution because, you know, we are, and we have been doing this for years and years and years. There is no shortage of intellectual property in our movement. There are incredibly brilliant, well-connected people, everyone from celebrities to researchers to doctors. The problem is we're preaching to our own community, and the Thinking Moms, really, we just reached a point where it's time for us to go global because if the need is there. I mean, we've only been open and, you know, really blogging now for 2 months, and we already have 2,000 followers, and a lot of people have contacted us and said, you know what, I was on the fence about preventative health care, and you guys just cinched it for me. And all we're doing is giving them resources and helping them to realize they should question. Questioning what you are told is contrary to popular belief, not going to lead to the end of the world.
Mm. Yeah, there,
you know?
There's no doubt about it's, that.
Yeah.
Well, and if you got the CDC by their own admission saying that 43% of our kids are chronically ill, and if you add in obesity, it's closer to like 54%. I mean, you've got less than 1 in 2 chance of being healthy as a kid in the United States of America, which is, you know, by all measures, the most prolific and wealthiest society in the history of mankind. You know, so I mean, and if you couple that with the fact that our, you know, childhood mortality rate is like what, 34th in the world?
Yeah.
You know, behind Czechoslovakia and Poland. I think we talked about that last time we were on the show.
Behind Cuba. You know, I mean, it doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up that we are like the beacon of healthcare in the world. It just does not.
But then you've got these morons out there that say what we need is more regulation. Well, we're the most regulated country in the world, and less than one out of two kids. You know,
you put out an actual free market, you know, solution to this, and it would be done in a week. I mean, the whole system of the health and human services is just so completely screwed up and opaque and, you know,
corrupt,
completely saddled with self-interest or corporate special interests. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you've got that. I mean, the HHS is basically the judge, jury, an executioner when it comes to anything that is related to vaccines. You've got the FDA that approves the vaccines. You've got, you've got the CDC, which promotes the vaccines and says which ones you should have. And then if everything goes wrong, you've got within the same organization, the vaccine court, that tells you, you know, if you're going to get payment for anything that happened, you know, if your child was damaged or killed.
And not to mention healthcare.
All that happens under one roof. I mean, to me, that is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and not to mention healthcare, so they can deny all your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think that is the message that people need to hear. Like, if you dig just the tiniest bit deeper, it's not even like, oh, it's way down in there. If you just dig a little bit under the surface, you see all the special interests, and you're like, hey, that doesn't make sense. I mean, it just doesn't add up. But it's easy, and like you said, Kim, if until it affects them.
Yeah, and we were in the same boat. I mean, it didn't affect us until it did. I mean, when we look back and we think about Noah's diagnosis in April of 2009, right?
Yeah.
You know, we think about how many pioneers had gone before us that we had never even heard of, and that we wish we would have. And we were in the internet age then, too, so we could have done our own research at the time. But, you know, like most parents, we just blindly followed what the white coats told us to do against our better judgment, and we thought something was wrong. And they just said, you know, like you always said, don't worry, Mrs. Coe, everything's fine. And slowly but surely, we started to realize that not only was everything not fine, that they had no idea the depth and breadth of the damage that they've caused our children.
Well, and isn't that kind of the driving force behind what so many of us do within this community, is that whole, that for one thing, we're incredibly pissed off because we were lied to. Then we're incredibly angry again because we're being screwed with. And then we're fearful that more people are going to join our ranks. And you add all that together, and it can create one hell of a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, and I mean, that's where the terminology for our, you know, the revolution came about, because it's true. I I sincerely believe it has reached its apogee. Parents are too smart now. I mean, they know that there's a disconnect here. It doesn't make sense. And all they have to do is ask their peed. I mean, it all boils down to one very important question. Can you show me that study that's going to show me what happens when I put these 6 shots in my kid today?
Yeah.
Can you show me that study? Well, I don't have a study for that per se, but I have a study, you know. I mean, they don't know. They don't know. And I think that every time we talk to a expectant mom or anybody, you know, I think your doctor is going to send you to our camp simply by not being able to address your questions appropriately.
Exactly.
And I mean, Julie Obradovic has recently had a string of posts on Facebook and that are just dead on, and some articles on AFA that are just dead on, where she talks about the reality that it's not even just about vaccines anymore. We're just sick and tired of the incompetence. We're just not going to tolerate it any longer. It's no longer sufficient to take a lab, match the lab results with a medicine, and send us on our way. We're human beings. We're individuals. It's not appropriate.
Now, Lisa, the Thinking Moms Revolution, is that all geared towards autism?
Not just autism, also GMOs. We have some amazing, I don't know if you've seen any posts from Poppy, but she is a rock star in the kitchen, and she just a remarkable woman who has 2 little guys who are affected. And then Savage also, you know, I want to explain why some of our people are working basically under the guise of anonymity. They either are, you know, have jobs where they could actually be threatened for speaking out, which is, I think, a pretty terrifying thing that everybody needs to recognize right now, that this is happening in our country, that if you speak out against what is happening in terms of preventative health care and in the contamination of our food, you are in danger. And so, I mean, within 3 days of us being live, we had people contacting us, you know, just kind of sounding benign, but, you know, I've been doing this a while now, so I know what to look for, and, you know, you guys have a good message. I'd like to know why so-and-so doesn't feel confident in giving us their real name, and it's not an issue of confidence. It's an issue of protecting the identities of those who are kind enough to share their vast knowledge with the rest of us and making sure that they get to keep their job so that they have time to blog.
You know, I think the other thing is, Dave, that I really believe that what we're seeing now is the corporations and government working so in tune with each other and making it almost impossible to do this peaceful revolution, this revolution of information. It's damn near impossible anymore.
I mean, you're absolutely right, Kurt. I mean, I think what's happened over the last 50 to 75 years, if not longer, is that, I mean, it's just human nature. You take care of those people that you're friends with. And the reality is most of the regulators come from the industry they represent. And that is true in finance, it's true in food, and it's true in pharma. So the folks who are regulating our most important industries in the United States of America have a background and have worked in the same sectors for which they, you know, that they're regulating. So,
like Julie Gerberding, is it?
Yeah,
right?
Julie Gerberding, you know, now president of Merck Vaccines, formerly head of the CDC. You know, I mean, you cannot do that and not play some sort of favoritism. I mean, it's just impossible, and that's why, you know, you see me, you know, making my posts about the free markets, etc. That is why I'm such an advocate for truly free markets and not corporate socialism, which is what we have today, which is those who have the power and the largest balance sheets are the ones who are affecting regulation and rules in this country. And if you leave the regulation to the free markets, what ultimately happens is you get what we have, what we're talking about today. You know, it's individuals who are free, who are making decisions in the public market to either buy something or not buy something based on the validity of that product. And what you're seeing, based on even mainstream publications in, say, like Pediatrics Magazine, is, you know, 50% or so of parents in the United States have serious concerns about the vaccine schedule. 25% or so parents are skipping or altering the CDC recommended shot schedule. So the free market is working. The regulators are not.
Yeah.
No,
and they're getting mad, which is why they're clamping down. And this is why I think we're seeing all these ridiculous news reports. I mean, just...
Yeah, if I see one more report about the studies have been done, I'm going to throw up. I mean, it just makes me absolutely disgusted that we cannot have a free and unencumbered, discussion around this topic that is not politically charged and is purely focused on what is in the best interest of our children.
Well, and I think a lot of people are seeing that in the media now. They're and no matter what it is, whether it's about the GMOs, whether it's about the vaccines, whether it's about health care, whether it's about right versus left, Christian versus Muslim or Jew or whatever, I really think people are starting to wake up more. And maybe that's just because of the community that we're in. Maybe it's not really happening. But I do believe that people are turning more to alternative media because they can the bias is so blatant.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and let's be honest. The internet is the last free market that is left in this world. And without it, I don't think any of us would have any of the relationships we have now. I don't think we'd be having the conversation we're having now.
Yeah.
I don't think Autism One would exist. I don't think any of the autism parents would exist. I don't think the vaccine controversy would exist. I don't think any of this would exist. I mean, if it was 1950, basically all of us would be completely isolated and silenced. And
yeah.
And they cannot do that anymore. I mean, look at Egypt last year, or Syria. I mean, not all of that is good stuff, but the reality is, the people have been allowed to talk to each other and say, oh, yeah, I'm not too happy about this either. And everybody starts to come together and say, hey, wait, something's really going on here. And you know what? They're not telling us all the truth.
Yeah. And you know, there's another thing when we look at Syria or Libya or whatever, or Egypt, and we can say, well, yeah, what's going on over there isn't good. Yeah, it's not good for us. But maybe it's good for them. And who the hell cares if it's good for us? We have to stop worrying about being so imperialistic. If they like doing what they're doing, as long as they don't screw with us, screw them. I could care less what they do over there.
It's none of our business.
I mean, you probably know my political leanings, Kurt, so
yeah.
I'm 100% on board with you on that one. What I was saying is just, it may not be good in the fact that it results in violent uprising, and I never want violence. But what I'm saying is that the internet still gives us the freedom to have these conversations, to have a public forum for discussion, dissertation, and to be able to question that which is being authoritatively dictated from on high, and us to say, you know what? No, we don't agree with that because that completely flies in the face of what we're experiencing.
Well, and the internet gives us power. And I saw that, I mean, I've seen it come to fruition with certain things. Like today when I read about one of the beef scrap companies, that their main thing was the pink slime, had to declare bankruptcy today.
Good.
Oh, really?
Yay.
Yeah, I mean, Kim, that's a phenomenal example of the market acting within like 2 weeks via the web that never would have happened before. And the public pressure that it built within, literally like 14 days.
Yeah,
I know.
All of a sudden you've got, all right, we're pulling this stuff off the shelves and we're done with it forever.
I know, exactly. I don't understand.
I was like, holy cow, this is amazing.
It was amazing. The problem I have with it is the American people are more worried about what they're sticking in their mouth than what they're allowing to be stuck in their child.
Yeah. Yeah, and I still think we have, but if you think about if you look at the sector of the pink slime industry versus the pharmaceutical industry, and the $25 billion vaccine industry and the projected growth of 13 to 20% year over year for the next 15 to 20 years, we're dealing with a much more powerful force, I mean, is my opinion, anyway.
But I'll also give you another example of this media bias. I have seen for the last 3 days on the news where the media has turned this around since it's become so sensationalized, and now the USDA, I'm sure through the Obama administration, it would be the Bush administration if they were in power, contacting these media people and saying, now see, you've done it. You've created this uproar that you got from the internet and everything. And now all these people, 650 people, are going to lose their damn jobs. So that's the reporting now. They've switched it up, and that shows you that bias in the media. Okay, Mr. Big Brother, we'll stop talking crap and we're going to toe the line again.
Right. Well, and I mean, let us just for a moment deconstruct the message. So it's better to have those 600-odd employees employed and poisoning the population, because that's what it boils down to. When they, I mean, the deconstruction of the message, I can't even... That is the one gift. You know how people are always saying, oh, look at autism as a gift.
Whatever.
I will say that is the gift, and that I can deconstruct a media message. And, I mean, it no sooner comes out of the mouth before I'm like, oh, okay, so-and-so wants me to think this, and they want me to think this for this reason, so it must be false.
Yeah.
I mean...
You know, we talked about...
I mean, I sounded really conspiratorial there, but I think, like, you know, Dave just said, and you guys just echoed, it's so pervasive and it's so right in front of our face that you just reach a point where you're like, okay, all right.
We talk about it on Linderman Unleashed quite frequently. I can watch the evening news, and I'm like friggin' Nostradamus the next day. I know exactly. I swear to God, I know exactly where they're going. And who they're trying to manipulate.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the faces on... I don't know if you guys saw Allison McNeil of PBS fame. She is one of our thinking moms, and she had a really phenomenal post today about, you know, we're done. Like, nice try. It was a good try, really, but we're done with the CDC numbers because, you know, she posted about Walter Cronkite when he had his really... pinnacle life-changing moment where he realized, oh my God, this war is not good. You know, we're hearing that it's good, but it's not good. The soldiers coming home are telling us an entirely different story than what I'm being told to broadcast.
Yep.
And it's really a powerful, she puts a little film clip in there, and it's very powerful because the reality is, you know, people I know who've been thinking I'm a bit of a whack job for a couple of years now have definitely been coming to me saying, you know, we've got this weird thing, and we just got this ADHD diagnosis, and now they think the little one might have PDD-NOS, and I am just in tears, number one, because, God, I don't want to see this unfolding in front of my face, but it is. But then the other side of me is like, oh, thank you that you can see that we're not crazy. We're doing the work. I mean, our lives collectively, as you guys well know, it's become this quest for knowledge and justice and to help people understand what's happening in their own country that was once great, that is now not.
Yep, exactly. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to take a break to pay the bills, and we'll be right back to Linderman Unleashed.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com. Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
And we're back. Thanks for listening to Linderman Unleashed. We've got Lisa and Dave Goes on the line with us. I am in the studio with my lovely wife and co-host, Kimberly. What we were talking about with the media and everything, I've got to play this clip. And Dave, I know both of you had to have just been on, just standing up. This was one of those moments where if you're watching it live, if it's like, if you're watching it as he's talking and you're an autism parent, you have to be like standing up cheering. This is the Don. Isn't that what they call him? The Don?
The Donald.
The Donald. The Donald. Okay. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to preface this by saying, first off, that we're going to play it over the speakers into the mic. Second off, I'm going to preface this by saying a Donald Trump presidency is looking better and friggin' better. Okay, here we go. This is classic, folks.
You know, it's Autism Awareness Day, and the facts came out last week that so many more people are being diagnosed with autism than before. Have you been thinking about that?
Well, I've been very much involved with it over the years. I have some great friends, Bob and Suzanne Wright, who used to head up NBC, as you remember.
Sure.
They've really devoted their life to autism, and they've had a serious event take place in their family. They're fantastic people, and I've helped them over the years, and we've had fundraisers at Mar-a-Lago and other places, and I've gotten to be pretty familiar with the subject. And, you know, I have a theory, and it's a theory that some people believe in, and that's the vaccinations. I mean, we never had anything like this. This is now an epidemic. It's way, way up over.
Okay, I got to pause this for a minute. For one thing, Bob and Suzanne Wright can kiss my ass, okay? And second, I wish you would raise some money, Donald, for something that actually helped autistic families. But,
amen.
But I'm going to tell you what, the look on the faces of these three jamokes on on Fox
the one in
News
the middle was particularly unnerved.
Oh my God, I think she sucked her panties right up to her nasal cavity. It is hilarious. It is hilarious. Okay, let's move on here.
For the last 10 years, it's way up over the last 2 years. And, you know, when you take a little baby that weighs like 12 pounds into a doctor's office and they pump them with many, many simultaneous vaccinations, I'm all for vaccinations, but I think that when you add all of these vaccinations together and then 2 months later the baby is so different and lots of different things have happened, I really, and I've known cases. Mm-hmm. I knew a case, a 2-year-old child went for the vaccination, the child was fine, a month later, the parent was up in arms, didn't know what was going on because the baby had just lost it.
Right. And you know that all most physicians disagree with that.
I know they do.
And the studies have said that there is no link. It used to be thought that it was the mercury in those vaccinations,
right,
which they have not had for years, and yet we're at the highest level in recent time of autism. So maybe it's environmental.
Well, it's also very controversial to even say, but I couldn't care less. I mean, I've seen...
Yay!
I just hit the wrong damn button here. It is amazing though, and this is the point that I want to bring out is this is exactly why the Donald can get away with talking this, because he doesn't care. He doesn't have a dog in the fight. He doesn't have that industry backing that's saying, mind your manners, mind your P's and Q's, or we're going to destroy you, because the Donald can look around and bitch slap him.
I find it utterly hilarious that the reporter is so like, well, you know that physicians have long said that there's no correlation. Physicians give the shot.
Exactly.
It's not rocket science. Marcy Piper Terry just published on Vax Truth. In 1950, doctors said smoking was good for your health.
Yeah, exactly.
And 2010, doctors say vaccination is good for your baby.
And Chevrolet said putting the gas tank behind the front seat of a pickup truck was a great frickin' idea.
I'm sure there was a special interest in there somewhere, too.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
absolutely crazy.
Go ahead.
No, it's just absolutely crazy, but the look on their faces, and I just love the fact that this guy, this is evidence to me that you have to be either somebody that's got nothing to lose like us, or somebody that could care less because you've got so much, that you're so powerful, that nobody's going to take it away from you, and that is such a small margin on both ends of the spectrum. And then you've got this huge margin in the middle that is either clueless or has everything to lose and is scared to death. And that's what we're up against.
Exactly.
And Kurt, I think you hit the nail on the head with that latter piece. I think most of the people in this country are knowledgeable now, but they're scared to death.
Yeah.
They don't want to be disenfranchised. They don't want to be put out on the periphery. They don't want to be labeled as conspiracy theorists, whack jobs. You know, I think at the very heart of it, most people still are kind of in high school mode, and they want to be part of the cool kids. And even the billionaires are in that camp. They want to be included. You know, and I'd include the Wrights in that camp as well. You know, and their daughter, God bless her, Katie, has broken away from that. But I think most people just want to be accepted in the mainstream. And that's where the reluctance is coming from. But I do think that there's a slow wave building of the thinking moms, the thinking dads, you know, the undercurrent of you know, socialism that is kind of spreading across this country, where people are starting to say, you know what, no, I don't want this anymore. I am my own person. I think for myself. I do for myself. And if the consequences of my actions are negative, I will take responsibility for that. And I think that's a really powerful, powerful thing. And it's a good thing for America.
Which is, on that point, that's exactly why I believe very strongly in the strength of the power of the message from the mainstream about the quote-unquote pseudoscience. Their greatest terror is that we're going to realize the truth, which we all, I mean, those of us in our community who are reading the science like you guys are talking about, we know what's happening. We know that these vaccines shed. We know that they cause illness. They don't just prevent illness, you know, by bypassing the Th1. They actually cause illness. And not just vaccine reaction illness. They cause the actual illness that they intend to prevent. Like, you know, we've heard time and time again, oh, you can't get sick from the flu shot. What do you know? I got the flu for a week and a half after I got the flu shot. Oh, well, it wasn't the shot.
Coincidence.
Or it wasn't the flu. It was not the flu, the flu shot that gave you the flu. It was the byproducts, the side effects of the flu shot that just happened to be body aches, headache, vomiting, you know, fever. It's not the flu, though.
Here.
And I do believe right now, I will agree with Dave ardently on this, you know, I do believe there is just this pivotal shift and kind of tipping point that's happening, because you just can't take it seriously anymore. And especially when people who know what you guys are doing and know what we're doing, and they see us, you know, every minute of the day that we're not taking care of our sick kid and then our neurotypical children, we are reading these studies. And I mean, it is utterly terrifying what we have done with this, with these, the altered DNA, having no idea, no long-term studies, no combined studies, no idea what we're doing with the food. I mean, the food for me was always on the back burner because I thought, you know, as long as I get these things taken care of, I can take care of that later. And now, I mean, I look at the food in combination with the shots, and I'm like, it's the perfect storm.
Yeah.
To destroy an entire generation of children.
And I think one of the things, and tell me if you think I'm on track here, but the media is scared to death right now. And the reason media is scared to death right now is because what you just talked about, Dave and Lisa, about we know the science. We know how they're altering our DNA. We know about the shedding. The thing is, the medical community has studies out there saying the same damn thing that we are. We're reading those studies, and then you've got the media in the middle, and you've got industry saying, don't talk about that study. Don't talk about this study. Don't do this. Just say this. And one of these days, the medical community is going to say, hey, we've been writing these studies. We knew it all along. Talk to your media. The media is going to be in the middle, and they're scared to frickin' death.
Yes. And someone has to be our Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Someone has to stand up. I mean, we have to have someone come along, and I don't know who that's going to be, because everybody has bullied the living daylights out of our poster man, Dr. Wakefield. So I don't know how you come back from that and say, ooh, dang.
Well, I
know
think
that time that I kicked you in the nards on national television? Well, now I'm going to – now I think you were right.
Yeah, I think what you do is you get the Donald on, and you tell him to look at Congress, you tell him to look at the Senate, you tell him to look at the President and the Vice President and all of their cabinet and the Supreme Court, and just have him say two little words: "You're fired."
Yeah. But I think actually, you know, Linderman Unleashed and the very, you know, all of the other radio shows, et cetera, that are going on right now via the web, that's the way to spread the message. I really don't think it comes from NBC, CBS, ABC, CNBC.
No.
You know, I just don't. I think it comes from a grassroots effort, and that has not been possible until this decade because of the Internet. And,
yeah.
And I think this is where everything is changing. I mean, the reality is, I mean, like, I get more people, and LJ obviously interacts much more in the autism community than I do, which is a great thing. But I think one of the good things about my interactions is most of my interactions are in the non-autism community. And those are the folks that I talk to who will say candidly to me in private dinners or discussions or over cocktails or on Facebook, private messaging, whatever, they'll be the ones that say, hey, can you meet with me after work and talk to me about the vaccine schedule?
Yeah.
I'm pregnant. I want to talk to you about this. I hear you know a thing or two about it. Those are the people I think that are making the difference and the change in our culture right now. I really don't think it's going to be anybody like a Walter Cronkite. I wish it would be. I mean, I wish Anderson Cooper would say, hey, mea culpa, my bad, you know, Andy, you're all good. The reality is that's not going to happen. I don't see it happening. I see it happening at a grassroots effort, and I think we can do that, though, and that's what I'm excited about.
Well, and I really think that the alternative media today will be the media tomorrow, because the media themselves, Fox, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, PMSNBC, all of them, it is just simply they are screwing themselves so bad. I mean, they really are.
Well, and they've idiot-proofed their job to the point that they don't even have to think anymore, and they're thinking themselves out of a job. Like, a great case would be we put a brief, you know, they did a request a few days ago, I'm sure you saw it, for 30-second videos of your experience with autism and then your story. And we did that. We posted Noah's, just a short pictorial of Noah with me actually talking over it and basically explaining his medical history and all the things that are wrong with him. and then we posted a story. And then right beneath the story, you can click on a button that says, I want you to broadcast the story or something to that effect. This story needs work. I don't want to see this story. So, I mean, what do the producers do? Click, you know, point and click, and that's what makes it to the news?
Yeah.
I mean, we are engineering our own news the way we want to see it.
Which
you know
is
what?
Great.
Yeah. What?
No, it is. I think.
Well, what if you? How is it great if you know what? I don't want to believe that vaccines cause autism, so I don't want to see that story.
No, what I'm saying is if more and more people are allowed to dictate what the news story is, then the real news will come out.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen, especially on the national level. I mean, on the local level is where we can utilize the media, the mainstream media, newspapers, our local news. You're much more likely to get a truthful story or at least an unbiased or balanced story. On the national level and international level, it's just damn near impossible.
Yeah, I agree.
And I would agree with that. What I'm saying is if on CNN, if you got 250,000 people saying that this should be online and the next closest was 10,000, I don't know. I'm imagining they would probably have to at least acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Or subvert it. I mean, I know they're not beyond that. I'm just saying that it would be interesting to start to get a real, market-based news intelligence that the people kind of dictate what they want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there is another story that we were talking about off-air before we went on the air about Occupy Goldstein. Now, this is a story. This is an event that happened in the Chicago area that you just... Now, we've got about 7 minutes left on the program, but we have to talk about this. Explain a little bit about this Occupy Goldstein.
Yeah, this is a juicy one. Okay, so essentially several local activists, Megan Judy, who is not officially part of the Thinking Moms, but is definitely a Thinking Mom, forwarded a flyer to my friend Rebecca McGarry-Ferguson of Regarding Caroline. And the flyer basically said, if you have questions about the vaccine controversy, please come see us. I believe it took place at Northwestern. And the doctor was Dr. Mark Goldstein. This ended up on my page, and there was a dialogue about it. A lot of us obviously wanted to see what this gentleman, who is a self-proclaimed and apparently industry-accepted vaccine champion, I'm not entirely sure what that... I don't know what that means. I certainly don't want to suggest something that I don't know the facts behind.
You mean like he's a whore?
If you say so, Kurt. He apparently is a vaccine champion. So he was giving this talk to expectant mothers, was essentially who he was hoping to draw in, for $5, which we thought was odd. So he basically, it's vaccine coup d'etat. So essentially, we got a bunch of people together who were local and in Indiana to come attend this. Now, our goal, of course, because we are moms with children, was peaceful resistance, peaceful questioning. I wouldn't even use the word resistance. It was our goal to really have people in the audience who are going to be able to ask questions. We were going to come armed with our science. Wasn't going to be personal attacks on Dr. Goldstein, just, hey, you know, there's this study. I don't know if you've heard about Martha Herbert, but, you know, there's this study about autism, the centrality of active pathophysiologically and the shift from static to chronic dynamic encephalopathy. And if you've heard about it, we'd like to discuss it. That kind of stuff. Unfortunately, when our gals arrived, I actually was not able to attend because my husband was out of town and I had to be with the kids, but the women who came from out of town stayed with us. When the women arrived, they were told that there would be no discussion. If they had questions, they would write the questions down on cards that would be handed to the doctor when he was done speaking. There would be no controversy. The woman who announced Dr. Goldstein basically said, said that they were aware of a special group that was here more or less to cause trouble. That wasn't her exact wording, but she said there were people in the audience who, you know, might detract from the conversation, and they wanted it to remain factual.
Factual.
And
how do you have facts without a debate?
Go ahead.
How do you have facts without a debate? He's obviously having this little, hey, if you have questions about vaccines, come see me. Obviously, it's because it's a controversial subject. If everybody thought the same thing, you wouldn't have to have a damn talk.
Precisely. And I think to add insult to injury, the fact that there were seven big intimidating bodyguards, and some of the women in the group were grandmothers. And right off the bat, Marcy Piper Terry of Vax Truth was identified. You know, she's everywhere, and she's probably one of the most elegant, smartest people I know. And she was there just to ask her questions. You know, she I think, at the heart of who she is, has a scientist brain, and she just wanted to get real answers. And they were not allowed to speak. And everybody can read about it at the Thinking Moms Revolution if they Google Occupy Goldstein. Rebecca McGarry Ferguson and Megan Garrett Judy did a beautiful write-up of the event, and they were actually there, but they do a great job of talking about how the doctor contradicted himself over and over again. I mean, at one point he said, you know, that the infant's immune system is developed at birth, and then minutes later he contradicted himself and said, well, we don't know if the infant's immune system is developed until the age of 3 or if it's at birth. It's hard to tell. And then he went on to talk about the undebatable safety of vaccines and the vaccine schedule as a whole, and then went on to say, there could be a safer way to do it, we just don't know what it is. Did not address the science on any level. The women in our group were far more educated on the reality of vaccine science than he was. And
nope.
He was, and on top of all this, he was a nervous wreck. Poor guy. There's actually video footage of it on Facebook. The guy was sweating, and his cheeks were so red, I actually felt bad for him.
That's called a conscience.
It does happen every once in a while. I just posted the Thinking Moms Revolution blog on Linderman Unleashed.
Great.
So you guys will have it.
Sounds great. Now, okay, there's a good thing. Is the Thinking Moms Revolution, is it a club? Can you join? Is it just a Facebook page? Is it a website? Is it a blog site? What is it?
Yes. Well, we are actually considering ourselves a movement. So the actual founders, we are indeed a corporation. So there's 24 of us, one dad, I feel bad, I slighted him through this whole thing, one anonymous dad, and a lot of moms. So we are the actual founders of the corporation. However, we consider it absolutely 110% a movement. People who contact us, we basically tell them how to go into their community and talk about what we're talking about with unbelievers. Our goal is really to have a thought revolution here and help people understand the reality of what's happening in our preventative healthcare and our GMOs and the media. So right now we're a corporation. We have a book that is ready and raring to go. It's in the editing phase, which is really exciting, and we'll be at Autism One this year, and we just look forward to meeting and recruiting so many more moms to tell the truth.
Well, just let me know who they all are, because I'll see y'all in the FEMA camps.
And I'm not the one dad, for the record.
All right.
He's not.
Well,
so you do have a website.
Controversial.
You do have a website?
We do. It's thinkingmoms.com. And we actually just recently produced a video that's all over Facebook. And that video is all of our children. And right now, I'm glad that you asked that, Kim. Thank you. We actually have an open casting call. We're trying to get pictures of all the kids that would like to be in our next slideshow, basically just children holding up a sign telling us what they want.
And just to be clear, it's thinkingmomsrevolution.com.
Right.
There you go. Good job, Dave.
Absolutely.
For your listeners.
And we'll post a link on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I just love it. We've already talked about the Thinking Moms Revolution quite a bit on this radio program. And for those of you listening, I absolutely love the fact that we're on Natural News, because we're not preaching to the choir per se, like we did with our other program. We've got people that are interested in so many of the other different things. And I can't stress enough that you just keep on listening to this this program, even if you're not directly affected by autism. Keep listening to this program. Aside from all the other things that we talk about, we do concentrate on autism, but it's so much broader, because when you look at what's going on with the autism epidemic and the corruption in the media, in the politics, everything, trust me, folks, this is something that we've all got to wake up to. Lisa, David, I so appreciate you being on Linderman Unleashed, and I want you to stay on the line after you say your goodbyes so we could talk after I cut the program off.
All right, sounds
Thanks
good.
So Thanks so much for having us, guys.
Absolutely. You have been listening to Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio. Do not forget, be here tomorrow, Wednesday, for another edition. Until then, do not forget,
the gloves are off.
Y'all have a great one.